So this week is Include a Charity Week. It's dedicated to encouraging and supporting those of us around the Upper Hunter to leave a charitable gift in our will. Joining us to have a chat about it is the chairman and founder of the Humpty Dumpty Foundation, Paul Francis. Paul, how are you today?
Not too bad, Andrew. Not too bad under these present very difficult conditions for everybody.
Very trying conditions, yes, absolutely. Imagine fundraising in this time, especially over the last 18 months, has been more challenging than ever before.
Oh, look, it has been, as it has for, you know, lots of people. We just have to sort of rejig things, have a look at the best way forward. I mean, the area we work in, we're supporting our hospitals and, you know, and in particular our children. You know, it's a very, very difficult time for our medical teams. And, you know, this is going to flow on for ages with COVID. It's not just the situation with COVID and the immediate what's happening and what's going to happen for a few more months yet. It's the repercussions in the health industry for a long, long time. So much of the health budget is being spent now on dealing with the present, and it's going to leave us short. It's going to leave our medical teams lacking. I mean, they lack equipment now. It's going to be even worse in the years to come.
Well, the Humpty Dumpty Foundation has been helping a lot of hospitals, most notably here in the Hunter Valley over the past several years. Paul, it's an interesting approach to ask Australians to leave a gift in their will. Is this a new thing?
Look, it's not necessarily a new thing. It's an area where, you know, we're trying to get people to understand one of the great benefits of supporting Humpty is that you can leave a gift in your will, and you can leave the gift and say, look, I'd like to support Muswellbrook Hospital. I'd like to support John Hunter Hospital.
Is there anywhere we can go to find information about how we would necessarily go about it, Paul?
Yeah, look, you can just go to Humpty's website and have a look at the website. There's a wish list there. You can click in. You can have a look at purchasing equipment. If the hospital you want to support's not there, then just contact us and say, look, I want to support Muswellbrook or Maitland or I'd like to buy equipment for them, and we'll go to the hospital and find out what they need if they're not already on the list. But people, you know, you can provide an outcome within weeks that's going to, you know, for children in your area, because our medical teams are fantastic, but they just simply don't have the equipment. And we've had great support. I mean, you know, Glencore is a you know, the mining company,
yes,
has been a great supporter. You know, they've put a lot of money back into the areas where they do their mining, and particularly in the Hunter area. But you know, they've done over $2 million in support, and most of that in equipment that's gone out into mining areas right around Australia. And so companies that are listening, you know, I mean, they quite often worry, oh, well, if I donate XYZ amount of dollars to a charity, what actually happens with it? Who benefits from it? With us, with the Humpty Dumpty Foundation, you can pick a piece of equipment and buy that piece of equipment. It's been analysed by our committee of doctors, etc., and health experts, and it'll be in your local hospital if that's what you want to do within the next 4 to 6 weeks, looking after a child that needs our support.
Paul, I don't wish to be glib about it, but it's true. You can't take it with you, so why not leave a legacy behind with a gift in your will similar to this?
No, it's we're getting what we had. Our biggest donation was from a legacy in a will, and you know the she actually left us a house.
Wow!
And the house ended up going for a lot more than everybody expected it to. So, you know, we straight away we went out and we in honor of. And I won't go to her surname, but her Christian name was Lorna. Every capital city in Australia received a piece of medical equipment through what she did straight away. And that's a legacy that will go on for ages. And then after that as well, we've been buying more and more equipment and major pieces as they're needed in certain areas. And so, you know, Lorna's legacy lives on forever.
It certainly does.
And without doubt, there's children alive in Australia today because of her generosity.
And that is
no doubt whatsoever.
That is a fantastic legacy. Paul Francis from the Humpty Dumpty Foundation, thank you very much for the work that you do, and thank you for joining us on 2NM today.
No, great, Andrew. Thanks very much for giving us the opportunity of getting the message out there. We really need the community involved.